שיר למד בייס, ים היי, תעזבו כסלב.
זוג די גמור. אלו לא, אי לא מקרוא קאמר. The mocker that Esses, Deich Aleis Esse, we learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis. I ask the Kasha, Im Ken, it's not Mufne, we only darshan smuchim when it's Mufne. אם כן למקרא ציציס תעשה לך גדילים לו, אמר לי, שמע מנו להפנויה. סמילה, זה word מופנה, the word גדילים is מופנה, את הדרשן סמוכים. פרק די גמור, היי לשיעור יהודה עושה גדיל שניים, גדילים ארבע. עשה גדילו פסליו מתאיכו, without גדילים, without gedilim, I would not know that you have to have four double chutim. I know that you have to put tzitzis, but how much? Now that it says gedil, and gedil means shtayim, because to do a gedil you have to have two, and gedilim is arba, because it's twice gedil, b'meila we know that you have four, and it says posleyu, so b'meila we know that it's four. So b'meila, the word gedilim is not extra. The Gemara also could have said stam, that the whole tzur of tzitzis that we have, all the knots and all the when you go around, I'll say it's from gedilim, so gedilim is not extra. In kein le mekro le sil bashatnes, tzemer opishnim yachdov lomoli. The word yachdov is extra. Shma mino le afnuye. Frag di gemore vaakate mi boyele le teichev shtei tchifres. Vaakate mi boyele le teichev shtei tchifres. Chibu v'tchifa achas einu chibu. So Rashi says, Yachtov is mashma, that it has to be mechubur me'oid. Taisis says, Tam, on Yachtov, I would think like Shita Saraivet, you're not allowed to put on one baget from linen, and on top of it, a baget from Tzemer, it's also kilayim. Lo yisilbash, Tzemer v'pishtim Yachtov. You're not allowed to wear Tzemer v'pishtim. Who said they have to be mixed together? You're not allowed to wear Tzemer v'pishtim. Who said that the Isur of Tzemer v'pishtim has to be that the mamash connected? Of them you have to have yachdov to tell me that they're not allowed to be connected together. Moshe Shita Sarai v'taked as maybe the Yisru taked to have one beged on top of it another beged. Rashi is mashma that was never a hava meaning that is also to have one layer tzemer and one layer pishtim. But I would not know how stark it has to be together. Yachdov shteit, shteit chivas have a chibu, chiva achazein a chibu. Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says that without Yachdov, I would know that the beggar has to be a mix. I would not know how strong the mix has to be. And Tesis says that without the Yachdov, I would be glad not know that it has to be connected. I would think that it's easier to wear Tzemer and it's easier to wear Pishtim. And you can't have on yourself beggar of Tzemer and Pishtim. So again, weiter, so what is Mufne? Im kein Lichter Rachmona Lissil Bashtzema Bapishnim Yachdov. Shatnes Lomali. The word Shatnes. Shmamin Ola Afnuye. Freg di Gemara Vakatim Iboilat Shei Yeshua Tovi Venus. That the only Chayev and Kilayim if it's Shua Tovi Venus. Elokulu Mishatnes Nafke. What is the answer of the Gemara? That the word Shatnes is Meyuto. The Rashba says Pshata. But Teisa says Kipshutoi. That if the Teir wanted to say Shua Tovi Venus, the Teir would say clear. Why the Torah writes it in a word of shatnes? Vaistois is lafnuye. Vaistois is lafnuye. So b'meile, zaktais is mufne. Mikol mokim, so the Gemara learns out kilayim betzitzis from shatnes. And b'derech agav, the Gemara states that is a tnai in kilayim ad she'iye Shua Tovu Venus. What is Shua Tovu Venus? What is Shua Tovu Venus? You're not chayav b'kilayim ad she'iye Shua Tovu Venus. So Rashi says, in a chayav min ha'teir ad she'iye ha'tzemer ve'apishton mesukon yachad heiter b'masrik. Shua loshen cholok, nuz oruk. So Rashi states, be'etzem, Shua means that it's combed. Shua means that it's combed together. Tovi means that the strings are bundled together. And Nuz means that it's Oruk. That it's Oruk together. Now, in Loshen Rashi state that you have to have Shua Tovi Venus. What is the Pshat? You have to have Shua Tovi Venus. State in Rashi that the Tzemer has to be Shua with the Pishton together. Dahainu, you take pieces of Tzemer and you take pieces of Pishton and you comb it together and you get such a kind of fabric with combed from Tzemer Pishtim. From that you make strings and from that you make a Arige. Das ist Kilhaim. Samot Nezach. Shua Tovi Venus. I understand, you have to take wool, linen, comb it together, you get such a mixture, from that you make strings. Now why do you have to have oruk? Every string is already tzem of a pishtim, lefirashi. Lefirashi, what is kilayim? The chutim are linen with wool, combed together, this is the cheftze. Then you make strings, mamash feste kilayim, now you have to have oruk. What is the oruk? Every string is kilayim. Says Tutz Dodim Bedas Rashi how the Oruk has to be. Some say Rashi means if you take such an elika string that is made from Tzemer and Pishtim, and you take even a baguette from silk, and you oireg it inside, you're ready chayev. Oruk doesn't mean another double mix. I mean, you can't mix more of a mix. And I don't know the name. The Tzemer is mixed by comb, it's mixed by becoming a string, and then you have to can these kind of strings and put them together, make a rige from these kind of strings. But one string like that, and sign a ganze beged, can sign nishtoa zamechai. But mikol mokim dosi shitas Rashi. So kilayim is that she'iye shua tovi venus. Frek teisas of Rashi. Teisas by us brings down adorch Rashi b'shem derivon. Tesis and Nidus Samach Aleph brings down B'Shem Rashi this Shita, like we have by Rashi by us. Frek Tesis by us and Anide, two starke kashes of Rashi. The first kashe is so how you learn out Kilayim Betzitzis. He's saying that we learn out that Kilayim Betzitzis Minat Teire. As Esad Echeloises, from where? Why? How are you allowed to have kilayim betzitzis? What is the shaykh is kilayim betzitzis? The beged is pishton, the chutim is tzemer. The beged is tzemer, the chutim is pishton. Where is shua tovu venuz? So they, and what to say that we're speaking that he made tzitzis from such strings that were zoteis mecheteis, zoteis merames. אם כן, כלאים בציצי משכח, זה שריצור שיהיו בייס חוטים של תחל הצמר לבד, ולא פישטון. The חוטים don't have a mix of a shua and a tovi together. אז חוטי צמר, בתחל יש אס לביקולי צמר, and you put it on a bag פישטון. לפי רשי, where is the כלאים here? לפי רשי, where is the כלאים? There's no כלאים here. לפי רשי, there's no כלאים? There's no כלאים? One shayla on Rashi. It's a pele. A second kasha on Rashi is this is a starker kasha. The Gemara brings down a katami boyli le toichef shtei tchivo is chibu. That if you connect two tchivos together, it's called a chibu. Here you're telling me at she is Shua Tovi Venus, this makes Kilayim. If it's not Shua Tovi Venus, it's not a Kilayim. As I state, at she is Shua Tovi Venus. Without that, it's not Kilayim. If it's not Shua Tovi Venus. And here the Gemara says, Toichev Shteit Chiva is Chayev. Chiva Achas. One tie is not, two ties is Chayev. One tie not, two ties yes. Meiri asked the kasha. Meiri says maybe it's with the Rabbanon. So these are the two starke kashas on Rashi. Let me buy it. Oh, so we see in the end that the kashas are the answer on Rashi. So again, so b'meila zoktesis chas v'sholem is no din for kilayim that the mixture has to be that you took linen and wool and you made out, you combed it together and then you made strings out of it. Nein, kilayim is you take a string from tzemer and a pig with a string from pishton und das is kilayim. What a shua tovi venuz means? The string has to be a shua dika string, a tovi dika string. You go to the sheep and you cut a piece of wool and you cut from the street a piece of linen and you put them like they are inside the beged. That's nishken kilayim. Kilayim is that the wool was combed and became out real strings out of it, and the linen has real strings. Aber kilayim, from these two kinds of strings, das ist kilayim. Das ist kilayim. Azaz string and azaz string, das ist kilayim. Aber not the pshat, comb it together and make it together. Azaz ist okteisus. So lo meib tzachot. Now go Keseder. I want to get to the Reb Chaim, but Bolo Miboyo is the Reb Chaim. The Ravid in Teres Koyanim already brings down Shitas Rashi. Zachlo yala ala das, Rashi is a mob nazach. Avad, mid Rabbonu is the Alts is also. Rashi is meduyek. That mid Raisi you need that she Yeshua tovi v'tunuz. Min Atera in Echai, but she yatsem ova pishn metukon. Avad, Rashi is masking, even if Rashi kipshuto, you are kilayim, but today we check for kilayim, Avad, mid Rabbonu, they asked everything. Avad, mid Rabbonu, the Raisi, Rashi is matkish. Aber da yala la das klein bezitzis da aus zu gehes klein bezitzis klein von big dicke unach wenn es wohl es was nach schwa tobe venus steche im steht khibes khai sag der rei wenn er hat der zerfrasch it's two ways to make klein klein has to be tied together since it's tied together try to take off the khutim off the baget tied together klein steht khibes is klein aber when you put a baget a string inside the baget Be'etzem, you could come with your fingers, make a little space, and pull out the string, right? Hi, they do it very stark, very pressed. I would be a side, I take a sweater that was knitten. You want, you pull out one string. Now, if they tie it in the end, so it's tied. But if it's not tied, you could pull out. So there, it's not really mixed together. There, you need a real, real mix. Now, if it's tied together, that's it, the mix. So then, even if it's not true, Atobi Benuz, Achut Tzemach, Achut Pishim, Tzitzis is Kilayim, Sheit Chibis is Kilayim, but it's only Orug, so then really you could pull out strings. There, the real Kilayim is not a real Kilayim. So if it's a festa mix in the strings, in the comb, in the Orug, so then, Enoch Alami, you read that you could get rid of it, but that's a Ginuk for Kilayim. That's why I did him in Kilayim. Can't say. Azay Zog Deraivet. Azay Zog Deraivet. Answer Shitas Rashi, the Raivet is on Teres Koyanim. If I think the Meiri here says Klo Mamish Azevi the Raivet, the Magi and the Ritva learns Pshat Azei the Meiri do. But Azei the Meiri do learns Pshat. Say it, a Teres. Rabbi Seinu said an andere Teres. Rabbi Seinu is Reb Chaim, and the Mizrochi and the Reim, Al Rashi Al Atere. I will start from the Reim. Both of them Be'etzem are Mechavel and Dover Echot, which is the Reim. But this is in Meforshim and Rashi. He brings down the Yisoid from Reb Chaim, just he says it on the Lomdus of Reb Chaim. So the Ravid Be'etzem was Pesach Pesach, has two parshas of Kilayim. Sido HaKilayim from the Tzitzis, the Rashi is masking. Be'etzem, this is Be'etzem, Stam B'derech HaLimud. This is the answer. That the Kilayim of Tzitzis doesn't need Shua Tovi Venus. The Kilayim of Tzitzis doesn't need Shua Tovi Venus. Only the normal kilayim needs shua v'tovim. So the Ravid said, because kilayim of tzitzis is a kesher. A kesher is a real connection. The other one is not a real connection. Zog the Reim, I will say different. If you see the tzemer in pishtim, then even if it's not mixed together, it's also. If you don't see them, then it has to be a real, real mix. Says the marshal. When you in the company, when they make the wool and the linen, then take only if it's really combed together and the strings together. Or if you have tzemer here and beg it here that it's mamish nika, then you don't have to have a mix. He says, I'll read the pasuk like this. How will I read the pasuk? Loisilbash shatnes. What is shatnes? Shua tovi venuz. Tzemer v'pishnim yachdov. Loisilbash shatnes. Then mamish. If you don't see it, has to be mamish mix. But tzemer v'pishnim. If you see a tzemer v'pishnim yachdov. Even if it's tied together, it's also. Like this is mazud l'shem esrashi al atere. Loisilbash shatnes. And if it's tzemer v'pishnim, it's yachdov. The Ravid already said Be'etzem. That if the Ravid said, when it's tied is one way, when it's mixed is another way. When it's not tied, is he says, no, it's two pashas. When it's mamish niker, then you don't have to have it mamish. It's enough that it's a tie. But when it's not niker, then you have to have shua tov venus. This is the Ravid. Let me gain a trop weiter. Kumt Reb Chaim. Kumt Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says the same vote about Falomdish. The Hainu. We have, especially building it up, Reb Chaim sounds animal a weiter teire. The Yesoi, the Ravid said that it's two dinim, it's two parshas. The Ravid already explained is a mix, and when it's not mix. So he said when it's not niker, you have to have a mix. When it's niker, you don't have to have a mix. Reb Chaim took it to the next level. And this we were going, we'll be as Hashem, we'll be learning Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said it's two parshas of klaim. Is a klaim of a mix, and is a klaim of a tie. Tzvei dinim. Sidoa kilaim, that is made through combing together, making the strings together, making the beggar together. This is one kind of klaim. And there's another kind of kilaim. So let's see, there's another kind of kilaim. What is the other side of kilaim? When it's tied together. When it's tied together. Zok Reb Chaim, I will explain to you the difference. When it's combed together, the heftza becomes kilaim. When it's tied together, the heftza doesn't become kilaim. I'll explain it, that will be sound mamish mamish close, right? The second will be very, very close. I will start from what is not a heftza. You know what is not a heftza? When it's not banded together with combing and strings. So you know what is the isu? Tzemer v'pishtim yachdov. You know, I have a similar issue. So what happens? When you mix together, what happens? It becomes zebra? No. It's a show v'chamor. It's an issue to sit on the koroi, and you have a show v'chamor taking you. That's the issue. That's the issue. No mix. The show v'chamor, I'm not getting one animal. It's a shoyer, it's a chamor. My carriage is pulled by two people. Same thing, I can't have a show v'chamor pulling me. I can't have wool and linen warming me. One by one. Till taste is at a tzad, taste at a tzad, even in two layers. This is one zach. When it's banded together, when it's combed together, when it's combed together, and it becomes one string, there the gather is, the heftze becomes kilaim. You'll ask me a shayla, what's enough to mean if the chefze becomes kilayim or not? Alamol, you have the second kilayim. Zogt Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, a givaldik and afkemine. Shmuel was mamash moitzi des Reb Chaim in hakoyach el apoyal. A person has a big talis from wool, and he has in the edge, long talis, 5 meters on the floor. In the edge, he has a string from linen. You're allowed to wear this beged or not? A person has a long beged from tzemer, and the end and the street, and the edge of the tzemer is a string from linen. He's allowed to wear the beged or not? I'm in a trach. Zogt Reb Shmuel, if the pshat that the chefze became kilaim, so the guy is wearing kilaim. The guy is wearing kilaim. But if the chefze didn't become kilaim, he's not allowed to wear tzemer of a pishnim. He's not wearing pishnim. Pishnim is on the floor. Pishnim is on the floor, he's not wearing it. Oh, why? He's not wearing it.
His beged.
His beged. This beged is tzemer, there is pishnim. If the pshat of beged from tzemer and pishnim becomes a chefze of a beged of tzemer of a pishnim, a kilayim dike beged, every piece of the beged is kilayim. But if the yisur is to wear, even when you move, it doesn't move. It's 5 meters, it's not moving. Shmuli, it's not moving. It's not. What's a lot on the floor? Is a lot, and it's moving. Doesn't move. It takes 5 minutes. The guy doesn't move. A big tali. The guy is tired. He's not moving. Again, the lomba. Reb Shmuel. Bal was Reb Shmuel was moitzi the Reb Chaim min hakoyach el hapoyal to explain that it's two dinim. It's not stam two dinim. As one din, the chefza becomes kilaim, and as one din is a isur to trogim tzema v'pishtim yachtov. Two different halachas. So the vow we have an afkemina. If lemoshul, you have a shua tovi benuz, then you have a string that is banded from tzema v'pishtim, and it's orug inside the beged. So now this beged becomes the whole beged becomes a chefza of kilaim. So even that he's not carrying on himself the tzema v'pishtim, but the chefza of the beged became kilaim. You could clear if the whole beged has to be from Semer, or the beged could be from Meshi, or Skizayin Afkiminas in the Reb Shmuel. What? Well, again, yes, in Kashas, we're saying it, Balt. I'm saying the Afkimina, Balt, but we have to build up Shitas Rashi. Reb Chaim told us that it's two dinim in Kilayim. We're learning here a sugi, a shver sugi, Taisis by us, and Taisis and Nida Frekta Rashi, and Mechudish Nike Rashi, that the Kilayim is only Shua Tovi Venuz. If it's not Shua Tovi Venuz, you're not Chayav as Kilayim. If it's not Shoya Tov Venuz, you're not Chayav El Tzkilayim. It's a chidush. I'm trying to explain Reb Chaim, what's the Shaykhaz? A beggar Tzkilayim is Shoya Tov Venuz, the Firash. What's the Shaykhaz Tekona? Anyway, has, because we're on the floor. If it's on the floor, it's not called a beggar for what you need. What do you need it for? Put it on the floor, leave it on the floor. Leave it on the floor. I said to leave it on the floor. It's not the word. It's not called the takonos. I'm answering you. Leave it on the floor. If it's not wearing the kilayim, leave it on the floor. So it's not a beggar kilayim if Rashi. If he has one string, take out the string. Where the beggar? So why says the beggar? The beggar cannot be fixed in one string. Again, the shaila is what is the heftzev kilayim. Mitzad echad shtei shua tovi venuz, mitzad shini we know tzitzis is kilayim, toichem shtei tchifes is kilayim. Zogt Reb Chaim, the chilek is, shua tovi venuz, the chefze becomes kilayim, b'shua tovi venuz. Mashengen, b'kesher, the chefze doesn't become, as I zog Reb Shmuel, anaf kemine.
You have to wear the
kilayim.
You have to
know what kilayim. I don't have to explain it. If the beggar is kilayim, he's wearing kilayim. The beggar is kilayim, he's wearing kilayim. Again, he's wearing kilayim when he has on him. He didn't have the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains that every part becomes kilayim. The whole beggar becomes kilayim. Again, Reb Chaim explains, kilayim is lemoshul. We'll say lemoshul is basar b'cholov. We'll see in a second. When basar b'cholov gets cooked together, it's everything. The whole piece of meat is also. Not only where it's touching, it's also. Something grew kilayim. You have kilei akerem. So what is also? The whole growth is also. The whole growth is also. So something is kilayim, the whole thing becomes also. So mele, if the whole thing becomes also, so even if the kilayim is not on him, even though he's not wearing the kilayim on him, because makayim, it's called kilayim. Mashenkin, if it's mitzad tzema v'pishtim yachdov, he's not allowed to wear tzema v'pishtim when it's together. But the isur is to wear tzema v'pishtim. This is the nafkamina Reb Shmuel gezogt. We'll go weiter. Reb Chaim himself, came and said, "Noch anaf kemine." Reb Chaim said, "Noch anaf kemine." Tesis asked a kasha. This is beitzim. This tesis and the lomdus of Reb Chaim is negiat asach asach from the hilchis kilayim. Tesis asked a kasha. The Gemara said, "Beged she'ovad by kilayim." The Gemara in Nida says, "Beged she'ovad by kilayim." So the halacha is misofik, you're not allowed to wear it. So what he does, he pulls out one string, but he's not sure if he pulled out that string that was kilayim or not. Zog the Gemara, sofik de rabbono lekule. So well, why it's sofik de rabbono lekule? Because midiraisa it's eino osu rad she'iye shua tov venuz. So the Gemara says, beged she'ovad by kilayim. And he pulled out one string. So he has a suffix, maybe he managed to pull out the kilayim, maybe not. More suffix the rabbanon lekule. So the more wise with the rabbanon, kim the raisa at shei yeshua tov ivenus. So this gemara be'etzem lefi Rashi, it's not shua tov ivenus. It was never combed together. Lefi teisus mechateisus that you have to have shua tov ivenus. So the gemara is a bissel be'etzem a shveri gemara. Again, the gemara says beged she'ovad bekilayim. The gemara needed a samachalef and mudbeis. And when it takes chuta achad, suffer the rabbanon lekule. Frank the more wise the rabbanon, midai raisa at shei yeshua tov venus. So lefi Rashi, it's poshut. The beged, a normal beged, is not combed and strings together. It was a beged that was a string of kilayim. So only also with the rabbanon, he took it out. Suffer the rabbanon lekule. But lefi Tei says that if the strings are normal strings and it's an isur kilayim, if it's mixed together, the gemara is a very shveri gemara. This beetzim gemara is a mokel l'shitas Rashi. This is the reason Rashi in Nida says as mokel that the chefetz of kilayim is at shei yeshua tov venus. And again, in a second, we'll get back to that Gemara. Frag Teisvus. Beged she'ovad boi kilayim. Misofik etz asur. Was a big beged, ovad boi kilayim. He took out one string. He's not sure if he took out the right string or not. So how much kilayim was inside the beged? One string. Frag Teisvus, why it's not botel beroiv? Why that string is not botel beroiv? I want to ask me every tzitzis bottle baroiv. I see it. It's not bottle baroiv. It's here. Oh, but this bag is not oven by kilayim. Every time. If you have a pot full of chon and a piece of chazer falls inside, it's not bottle baroiv. But if you don't know where it is, it's bottle baroiv. So but in the minute that you lost the kilayim, so in the minute that the kilayim is lost, and you don't know where is the kilayim, say bittel baroiv. Azei frek teisves en nide. Azei frek teisus and nida. Why beged she'ovad by kilayim is also? Safi de rabbanon lekule. It's muter. Why is it safi de rabbanon? Safi de raise. Because it's not shua tov venus. Frek teisus. Why we don't say bitul beroiv? Why we don't say bitul beroiv?
Because that's the opposite. Why does it have to take out a string? You can't say
you can't have it inside. Zoktei says, you know why you don't say bitul beroiv? Zoktei says, the reason you don't say bitul beroiv is because the taroiv is also. Vim toima beged shovel bekilaim lo the second tesis in the amud. Vim toima vele batel berube second tesis in the amud. Vishloima de lo ishayach bitul beroiv elok shaisur meurov beheter. Aval kilaim shneim heter veneesorim al yedei ataroives. Kach osur amerube kmo yamut. Zok tesa yesoid. When you say bitul beroiv, when isur is bottle beheter, but when it's not isur beheter, it's two heters are mixed together, so b'meila you don't say bitul beroiv. I basa b'cholov. We have to get to explain how basa b'cholov works. Basa b'cholov is also heter beheter. Teretz is beheter. This is another zach. The bitul is bichlal in the tam, not in the chefze. But it's a bazuna zach. It's a whole sugya b'fnei atzma. But Teisa says a yisoy. Teisus in the kasha asked every time zain bottle beroiv. Zok Teisus, you can't say bitul beroiv lemosho. If you will have a kel, you have a box full with tzemer and a little chut, a pishtin fell in. A box full with silk and a piece of tzemer fell inside. Could be it's bottle beroiv. If heter beheter is bottle, then you're allowed to take this mix and tie it together with pishtin. Will not be kilayim because it's bottle beroiv. But when you have a bigger tzemer and you put a chut pishton inside, it's not bottle beroiv. Because heter beheter, bakel, shezeu ha'isu. Zog Reb Chaim, vo shtei den Teisvus. Teisvus is beetzem answering that kilayim is a chefze v'isu. It's not the pshat, you're not allowed to carry the tzemer with the pishton with the tzemer. The tzemer with the pishton becomes one chefze. The tzemer with the pishton becomes one chefze. And while the tzemach and the pishti becomes one chefze, so maybe it's not shayach in a bittul beroyv. It's not shayach in a bittul beroyv. It's not shayach in a bittul beroyv. Because it's one mitzvah. So Tesis Be'etzem learns that every kilayim is a chefze. Sai, tzitzis, sai, shtei tchifois. Lefi Tesis is no parsh of shua tovi venuz. Every two strings that are together are called kilayim lefi Tesis. Aber lefi Rashi zok Reb Chaim, here is the nafkemine. When it's shua tovi venuz, there's no bitul beroiv. When it's not shua tovi venuz, will be a bitul beroiv. Lefi Rashi, if you have a suit from wool, and you have a string of linen, and you don't know where it is, it's bitul beroiv. Midei reise. It's bottle beroiv midei reise. Lefi Rashi. Midei reise, you don't have to check shatnes be'etzem. Could be if someone knows it's not called bottle beroiv, if efshar livrure. But if you can't find out if it's kilayim or not, bottle beroiv, Tesis kasha. What is Tesis' answer? That is no bittul beroiv. Why is no bittul beroiv, zok Tesis? The reason that there's no bittul beroiv is because they become a chefze visure. Zok Reb Chaim, Tesis learned every kilayim becomes a chefze visure. Every kilayim, the tzemer and the pishti become a chefze visure. So it's never bittul beroiv. Lefirashi, here's the nafkemine. Beshua tovu venuz, when it's combed together, and strings together, and oruk together, then tak will be no bittul beroiv, the chefze is also. Aber lo yitzur, it's only tied, like a tzitzis, like shtayim chibur, then will be a bittul beroiv. So the vile again, we're building up a das Rashi that is two parshas. Started from the Raivid, from the Raim, but we're going now with Reb Chaim. It's the Spitz. That Be'etzem is two parshas of Klein. Not standing with the Raivid, one is tied, one is Oruk, or one is Nikir, one is not Nikir. It's two parshas. As a Chefze Dikev Kilaim, a new Bria, like Kile Akerem, that the Chefze of the new grapes become Osu, this Beged becomes a Trefe Dikev Beged, and the whole Beged is a Chefze de Yisure. And as a kilaim that the tie I'm carrying, Reb Chaim says, no chefze bichlal. Azevi lo isachush b'shov v'chamor yachdov. Don't wear a beggar that you're warming yourself. Don't warm yourself with tzemach pishtim. Two different koiches. Don't put b'shov v'chamor. Two different koiches. And rezach v'melel l'moshe Reb Shmuel's first nafkamina of the tzemach. If the pishtim is on the street, you're not wearing it. If the whole beggar of tzemach becomes a chefze de yisure, savada am over kilaim. Mashengen, if we're saying lefirashi that b'chibu, it's not a chefze zadin eloi tilbash. If the gather is the silbash tzemach v'pishtim, b'meile, if you're not wearing it, it's not also. This is the first nafkamina. Here came Reb Chaim and said the zweite nafkamina. Was it the zweite nafkamina? Zog Reb Chaim, what is the second nafkamina? The second nafkamina is legabi bitul beroy. If it's a chefze, there's no bitul beroy. If it's a chefze, there's no bitul beroy. If it's not a chefze, it's a bittul beroiv.
Why?
Very partial. This is what Tesis said. When it's a chefze, Tesis is no bittul beroiv because this is the chefze. He's asking why. I will explain. It can be, you have a big baguette of tzemer. I put one string of kilayim. You know why it's not bittul beroiv? These strings make the whole baguette to be kilayim. Why to be bittul beroiv? Lefirashi, the baguette doesn't become kilayim. You're not allowed to carry two things. But I'm while the roiv is tzemer, it's called that I'm carrying tzemer. I'm carrying tzemel. Azevi, I'm not. A person has chazir. He has a whole pot full with kosher food. A piece of chazir goes in. It's not called that he's eating chazir. It's called that he's eating kosher. So this person is not carrying pishtim. He's carrying tzemel. He's not carrying pishtim. He's carrying tzemel. But if he tastes or when it's shua tov venuz, the chefze becomes a kilayim. So this whole beged, by touching this, the whole thing changed. It's nowhere to be bottled where he touches. And I'll explain it more. Shachman said Hesbel. Someone was arguing, he explained him. Where it touches, it's also, so why it to be bottled? Bottle beroiv means you have a lot. You have a lot. And something is bottled and beroiv. But if the halacha is that where he touches, he makes the problem. Where he touches, he makes the problem. If where he touches, he makes the problem, so it's not shach, bittul beroiv. It's not shayach bittul beroiv. You put him there, he answers. I'll ask you a shayla. If the aloha is, if I touch here, the whole building becomes red. So even if it's one little finger, does it aloha? If I touch it, becomes red. If I put a string of linen, the whole thing becomes also. How it can be bittul beroiv? Again, if Rashi, it doesn't become asur. The isur is to carry tzema v'pishtim. So the halacha is, we clear what I'm carrying, basaroif, the maize goes basaroif. Every bit, you're not allowed to eat chazir.
It's not called the things.
So you're not allowed to eat chazir. That is called the fideroif. Here it's not called, this is the chefetz of the isura.
If it's the chefetz of the isura.
So first, the Gabi Arkash. So alt is good. Kilaim betzitzis avada doyraisa lefirashi. Just not a chefze. Shtei tchivo isav echibu doyraisa lefirashi. Just not a chefze. Shua tova venuz. Shua tova venuz. Dasi the chefze of kilaim. Shua tova venuz. Dasi the chefze of kilaim. We'll get it. We'll get it. Zogt Reb Chaim, lefi dem, the Gemara nide es kemin choymer lefi Rashi. Again, what steht in the Gemara nide? Beged she'ovad boy kilayim. Why he took out one string and doesn't know? And he took out one string, he doesn't know if he took out the kilayim. Zogt the Gemara tzmuto sofek de rabbona lekule. Frek the Gemara, why sofek de rabbona lekule? It's a sofek de raisa. It's not a suffix de Rabbanon. It's a suffix de Reise. So you know, with the Reise you need Shua Tovi Venus. With the Reise you need Shua Tovi Venus. So the Shaila is, in the Reise steht das, Beget Shavet Bekilayim Misofik Etz Muto. So you know, why is Suffix de Rabbanon Lekula? For you know, why is Suffix de Rabbanon Lekula to be the Reise? Because it's not Shua Tovi Venus. How the Gemara knows that it's not Shua Tovi Venus? How the Gemara knows? So well, because it's not Mistaba that was Shua Tov Venuz. Not Mistaba. Zot Reb Chaim, lefi Rashi, much more poshut. If it's not Shua Tov Venuz, the Gemara had a raya. Because be'etzem you have a bitul beroiv. You have a bitul beroiv if it's not Shua Tov Venuz. B'meile, al kolchoch. This is what the Gemara wanted to ask. If Bidei Raisi you need Shua Tov Venuz, B'meile it's not Botel Beroiv. But if it's not Shua Tov Venuz, B'meile it's Botel Beroiv. It's Botel Beroiv, B'meile Lefi Rashi, it's the Rabbonon, Asach Mor Poshet. Because if it's not Shua Tov Venuz, this is the Cheshem the Gemara, Zerich Reb Chaim. If it's not Shua Tov Venuz, it'll be Botel Beroiv. Oh, so B'meile Sefakir, Zerich Reb Chaim says, does it go for the Pshat in the Gemara, Zerich Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, "Matay mid rais shat nesi, but she Yeshua tovi venuz, veRabbonon who the gozrubei, veRabbonon who the gozrubei." Now, Reb Chaim is mamshich, and Reb Chaim says that the shitas Rambam is like shitas Rashi. Shitas Rambam like shitas Rashi. You see the whole sugya. I'm just not. In Rambam, mitzad echo the Rambam paskins, mitzad echo the Rambam paskins, that kilayim is also. And the Rambam himself brings down, and perik yud aloche zayin, lefichoch, oirois akvosim, sheoisim mehem begodim. The Rambam says like this, you're not allowed to have kilayim linen with wool. But with oirois, even that this is be'etzem, the animal that is under the wool. But this is not kilayim. Kilayim is only linen with wool. But linen with oirois akvosim is not kilayim. Linen and oirois akvosim is not kilayim. Zog the Rambam, even the lemaise b'metzias says, you can't have oirois akvosim that are clean completely. You can't have Eiris HaKvosim that are clean completely. So Avada, you have in the Eiris HaKvosim a little bit wool. So if you have a little bit wool, so how you could make a shoe or a jacket from Eiris HaKvosim? If you take the linen and you sew the Eiris HaKvosim, Avada, a part of the wool will be mixed inside the linen. זוג דרמם לפיחוח אירס אקווסים שאיסים הם בגודים אבל פי שטויפרים אויסם בפישטון ואין חוששים לנימה של צמר אבל פי שניקחו בכלל חוט הפישטון שטופרו בוי even that the wool ממש goes into the string of the linen שערי בוטל במיוט it's bottle במיוט פרק דרייבד ביטול במיוט and כילאים we never say bottle במיוט and כילאים we never say ביטול במיוט We don't have bitul b'miut b'kilayim. Zogt Reb Chaim, yeah? We don't say bitul b'miut b'shua tovi v'nuz. But when it's not shua tovi v'nuz, then avada we say bitul b'miut l'fi Rashi. So kum ta'is hazei. We have be'etzem machleik es Rashi and Teisves. So you say this like machleik es Rashi and Teisves in the sugya. Rashi shit is... Rashi shit is that kilayim is also two parts. Shua tovi venuz becomes the chefze ve'isu. Shua tovi venuz becomes the chefze ve'isu, lefi Rashi. And if it's a chibur, then you don't have to have, then it's taken out of chefze. Then it's taken out of chefze. And lefi teisus is no shaychus. Every two strings together is kilayim. Shua tovi venuz is a tnai in the kind. What kind of strings? Shua tovi venuz strings. These are the kind of strings that are osur and kilayim. Shua tovi venuz. These strings are osur. These strings are osur. So Reb Nochem, Nochem said a givaldik ezach. I want to show you keseda. So much taste for him that shtim l'shitosom the loike Rashi. And Fakel, we'll see maybe that Rashi sounds a shver pshat, Rashi will become the main shita in the sugya. The fifth days is be'etzem, what is kilayim? String of tzemer, string of pishtim. You can't put them together. Oh, but not stam wool and linen. Fest wool. Shua tov venuz. Fest the linen. Don't put them together. Lefi Rashi, tzemer and pishtim together is also. How they are mixed? If they really mix together, it's chefze. If it's not really mixed together, it's not chefze. Zogt Reb Nochem Azei. Look in Dalet Amud Beis. Teisus asked the kasha. Dibur Amaschil Avol. Small little Teisus. I don't know if we have time then to see him by Archove. Teisus asked the kasha. Maybe. Teisus asked the kasha. Maybe. Every shua tovi venuz, you're not allowed to wear them, even if it's from Tzemer. Maybe shatnez means loy silba shatnez. Don't wear clothes that are made from Shua Tovi Venuz. And it'll be another issue to wear some of a pishtim. V'im toimar, ava amina afilu chad mine osu. Because it says, loisil bashatnes, and a different place says, some of a pishtim. So maybe I would think, loisil bashatnes, don't wear clothes that are made from Shua Tovi Venuz. Zog Reb Nochem, this is only taste of the shito, sorry, that Not every time of a pishtina also. Only a choshev quality of shua tovi venuz. Zaktai says, maybe this kind, shua tovi venuz is also, maybe shua tovi venuz is also, even if it's not mixed of time of a pishtim. The same way you're telling me, you're allowed to mix time of a pishtim, abi it's not shua tovi venuz, maybe if I can't. Maybe shua tovi venuz is also even without time of a pishtim. Levit says, It's bichlal nishkin kasha. It's no shua tov venuz. Shua tov venuz is only a different word how they're mixed together. So it's no tzad that shua alein is also. Shua means don't have the tzem of a pishtim shua. Don't have the pishtim shua. Don't have them tovui. Don't have them orui. So you can't say maybe it's also to wear shua. Lefita he says shua is the kind that you're not allowed to wear. Not stam tzem of a pishtim. Tzem that is shua. Don't put them together with Pishtun that is Shua. Pishtun that is Shua And then it's tov, we don't put him in Pishnah, then it's tov. If like Tesis, maybe no. Tzeva be Pishnah is also stam. Because the post of Taka says in two different places. Lesil Bashatnes means every Shua. Like the Gemara. But if Rashi Shua, tov, even news, it's not a kind. It's not a Metzias. One Zach. Then Tesis and Dalton would base ask another Kasha. What is the Raya? You ask me Kilayim Betzitzis? You ask me Kilayim Betzitzis? I will tell you an answer. You know why the Torah was matter to put Kilayim Betzitzis? The Torah meant to take Chutei Tzemel straight from the animal, don't touch them, paint them blue, and put them inside the Tzitzis. Who said the Torah meant that the tzemer of the kilayim has to be shua tov venuz? Or maybe better is Octavius. You have to put tzitzis only on beged pishton that is not shua tov venuz. Stamp a piece of jacket that is made press that is not made shua tov venuz. Who said that, again, Lefi Teisus, Kilayim is only if the material of the Tzemer is Shua Tov Venuz, if the material of the Tzemer is Shua Tov Venuz, and if the material of the Pishnon is Shua Tov Venuz. So, Freik Teisus and Dalad Amud Beis, look in Teisus, Dalad Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil V'Omar Rachmone. We didn't see it then by Arachov. We looked for three lines. Here, Reb Nochem said, just smash, look at Gishmak. Look, three lines in Tesis. V'omar rachmone, v'im teimar, v'eichim ha'uch ha'ochet v'shori kilayim b'tzitzis, neymen da'ovi le'itcheles b'lo yishua v'tu avenuz. I said, no, you didn't. Niput lishmo, tovi lishmo, it needs. Sekund ha'is hazei. Lefi Rashi, it's not a kashe. It's no din what kind of material to have. The connection has to be shua tovi v'nuz. And there's another connection of Yachdov. Sekundais, Zog Reb Nochem. When we started this sugi in the beginning of Shia, we said, Lefitais is Kilayim, is very simple. Every time of a Pishtim is Kilayim. Every Tzitzis is Kilayim. Lefi Rashi is a mix, combed together, strings together, Oruk together. So what is the problem in Kilayim and Tzitzis? We had to say, Raivet Steretz, Raim Steretz, Reb Chaim Steretz. The Rashi says, two dinim, the Shua Torah Venuz, is only Legabei, the Chefze, or as another Yisur of Yachdov. But now at the end of the day, it's boom, fuck out. Lefi Rashi, the Raya from Tzitzis is glad. Tezis Leshitosu, Tzitzis is not a Raya. Avush, Taitin, Tzitzis, Kilayim. You're right that it's tied together. But there's a condition in Kilayim that it's made from a material from Shua Tov Venuz. Who said that Tzitzis has to be Shua Tov Venuz? Vim Teimar Zog Tezis, who said that Tzitzis has to be Shua Tov Venuz? Who said that the tzitzis has to be Shua Tov Venuz? Who said? So this is a mistake that it is. So cool guys, that by Ashkofa Rishoyno, Kilayim B'tzitzis is more Shver than Rashi. Because it's not Shua Tov Venuz. And then, if Rashi gave me Eitzah, it's Yachtov. Tesis is struggling now, over 1 second. The whole Kilayim is a Tnai that the material is Shua Tov Venuz. But Tzemer Lepishim, Lepishim, Tzemer state, what kind of beggar it is? Have you stated what kind of beggar it is? Maybe the beggar is not from Pishton. Maybe the beggar is not from Tzemer. Have you stated what kind of beggar it is? Have you stated what kind of beggar it is? Sekunda is the Lefitesis is schwer. Das ist der Amodas Advori. Frag the world a starke Kasha an Reb Chaim. This was Zvi is asking the whole time. Frag the world as Akasha. We mentioned when we started the sugi of Kilayim that the Bisalevi has a kasha. We know that Kilayim is only Osur of Yinene. Shita Sarishoinim. The Rambam, Levisha Ona Noe. We said a lot of Teres. But the Bisalevi came and he asked the kasha. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. So what is the Isur to wear Kilayim Betzitzis if the Isur of Shita Sarishoinim that he only chayav if you nene? So what is the Isur to wear Kilayim Betzitzis? Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. If you're not nene, it's not also. So let me again zurück to the Bisalevi's kasha. We said Tirutzim. The Maisa Levisha, if it's called a Levisha, we explain, like you're measuring the suit, the Levisha is a Levisha. But the Bisalevi's kasha. Let me again zurück to the Bisalevi's kasha. What is the Beis Halevi's kasha? Frag the Beis Halevi. The Gemara learns out kilayim betzitz is that eses dechaloisas. Stam, I have a heter on eses dechaloisas. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. So when I'm wearing the kilayim, I'm not nene. So ma baya? Zog the Beis Halevi, here you have a problem. If you're not nene, you're not making the mitzvah from tzitzis. You have to have a noas aguf. You have to have a noas aguf. If you're not nene, you're not chay. But here's the kasha. When I'm wearing a tzitzis, I'm nene from the strings. What I know I have from the strings? What I know I have when I'm wearing the strings? From where is my anoy? From the beggar that's semel. Semer, I'm allowed to wear. Lefi if we say like so, till now, till the Reb Chaim, when you have Pishtin and Semer, the whole Chavtze is Kilaim. So you nene from Kilaim. Oh, but Lefi Reb Chaim, we saying that when it's not Shua Tove Venuz, when it's only tied together, the Kilaim is the Semer and the Pishtim. So I have to be wearing Semer and Pishtim. We said if it's on the floor, it's not even Aloy. So what is the problem Kilaim Betzitzis?
Because now it is Aloy.
Again, what is the issue in kilayim betzitzis? Because I'm not allowed to have anoy from the beged. I'm only nene from the tzemer. I'm not nene from the pishtim. I'm not nene from the tzemer. I'm not nene from the tzemer. I'm only nene from the tzemer. Again, if the halacha is that the issue of kilayim is only when I nene, like we said, be'etzem, if it's on the street, it's mutar lefi Reb Chaim. So now we're taking the Reb Chaim a step weiter. It's not on the street. It's hanging. I'm not nene from it. Where's the Yisur Kilaim? What again? The mitzvah is for sure mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. What is the Yisur to wear a beged of Kilaim tzitzis? Then tzemer you're allowed to be nene. From the chutim you're not nene. What is the Yisur of Kilaim? On Reb Chaim, zelo meshaneh. Because, so till now, be'etzem, you know, we don't have to ask it so shver. What is the issue to wear kilayim betzitzis? Is the din you're not allowed to be nene from the beged? On mitzvah lehenes nitnu. So I am not nene from the chutim. The answer was alamol, the Beis Halevi explains, it doesn't make a difference if I'm nene from the chutim or not, I'm nene from the beged. And the beged is kilayim. This is good lefitesis. But Reb Chaim was miyaseh that this is only b'shua tovi venuz. But if it's not shua tovi venuz, it's only a chibu. B'chai Gavin Reb Chaim explained, it's not called that it's the bed of Chavtzes Kilaim. So what is the issue to wear a beged Kilaim? What aloy? I'm not nene. Aloy on anoy, I'm not chayev. Aloy on anoy, I'm not chayev. There's no issue aloy on anoy. Where is my anoy? Kima mitzvahs mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. So the ter ma? What? I'm not loyvish the kilayim. I'm loyvish the beged, not the pishtim.
You are.
I'm not loyvish it. First, what are the shoes I have to be nene? Like we said in the street, if it's on the street, I'm not chayev.
The whole beged becomes.
This is the fitasis of Reb Chaim explained with Asarambam and Rashi that the beged doesn't become kilayim. Only the chibur is. So I'm not nene from the kilayim. I'm not nene from the chutim. So that's to say. To say what? To say a teira that it's called that I'm wearing yachtov and it's enough to be nene from one. It's enough to be nene from one. It's very shvel. L'chu etzay chocher deloike Reb Chaim. So what? What? What's the shechus? Is a isur kilaim? I'm not allowed to wear kilaim. I'm wearing wool, is no problem. The linen I'm not wearing. The chutim I'm not wearing. I'm not nene from the chutim. So if it's one chefzev kilaim, I'm not allowed to have kilaim. But if the isur is to carry both, and we said like if one of them is on the street, it's not called that I'm carrying both. The melech nishtok in isur. Chazal tell us, "Im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvah shomarti." Shh. Yaakov Avinu says, and Yaakov Avinu is mamshich, im lovon galti, so Rashi says, im lovon galti v'taryag mitzvah shomarti v'loy lomadeti mimai sovaroim. So Rav Ruderman was Knesia Agdoilo Ashishis, so around this time, so he doesn't understand. Rashi says, im lovon galti v'taryag mitzvah shomarti v'loy lomadeti mimai sovaroim. What is to learn mimai sovaroim? When you said you kept taryag, so for sure you will not learn mimai sovaroim. Im lovon garti, v'taryag mitzvah shomarti, v'lo ilomadeti mimai sovaroim. What do you call it? You said, you kept taryag. So Ramuna said, Vaisto is Esav has a mehalach, that even when you keep taryag, you could do ala averes tzazamen. All this is good, but mitmit. So to Yeshiva Bochrim, you don't have to say such a zachen. Baruch Hashem, they have maisim atoivim. Was a gzeire, trying to mevatel it, but lemaise was that maybe misunderstandings that happened, that some rabbeim will have to go for Shabbos to New York, and the Oshiva has a lot of agmas nefesh from it, a lot of agmas nefesh, and that chas v'shalom will be a bit l'teire. Oshiva told me yesterday it's not worth it. Even epis that comes out of the yeshiva, if one bacher doesn't learn, we learn. If we could support it, we have to support it. But there's no inyan to support it if one bacher will not learn. Be'etzim, kimat yesterday afternoon, we canceled the whole trip because it was a tzad that maybe some bacherim will not do it with a ganze starkeit. So, chotch klapi ar oilam, the yeshiva decided together that Monday the oilam will chazer, Friday tonight, Friday Shabbos. Sunday from the beginning is man, and Monday will be a faher. The Shiva said, "How will do a faher Monday? I want Monday the oilam to mamshich the tesis vital." So I said, "Okay, so maybe we'll have shir chveis in the morning." I said, "No, morning." Said everyone has to be there. So I said, "Maybe we'll finish shir early." He said, "Yeah, it's a very good idea." I said, "Okay." So I said, "So 10 to 1, we'll finish. We'll come to the Shiva." He said, "Nochama, the whole oilam will start in March. Nochama bitul teire. I will show up in shir 10 to 1." And we'll stop shir then, and we'll fire everyone sitting on their places. So like this, everything stays regular. Bacher has to know, is no shinui. The Yitzhahore has, im lovon garti, I keep taryag, I just need a break here, take it easy here. Shumpani v'ayfen, ich betake, that will be a kiddush Hashem, so Danish can be zayin yisaychet, that the oilam will know, at least gmore rashi tesis, the ones that will know, and also, you know, Eilam Hazen, I'll be perusein by Eilam Hazen for the Eilam that we know. But ich betake the lo yoytze min haklal to start the Chazer Gmor Rashi Teisves, and Be'ez Hashem Monday we'll have a shir, and in the end the Roshiva.
Beer in English is stimmy.
זה הנוי של מצווה. לא, זה אסור. אבל זה אסור, זה מצווה סלב לאנס. זה מצווה סלב לאנס. מה שמותר לו בגלל המצווה, זה לא מחשבים. אתה שומע מה שאני מנסה לענות לך?